A reading from the Book of Acts. From Paphos, Paul and his companions set sail and arrived at Perga in Pamphylia. But John left them and returned to Jerusalem. They continued on from Perga and reached Antioch in Pisidia. On the Sabbath they entered into the synagogue and took their seats. After the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent word to them, "My brothers, if one of you has a word of exhortation for the people, please speak." So Paul got up, motioned with his hand, and said, "Fellow children of Israel, and you others who are God-fearing, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our ancestors and exalted the people during their sojourn in the land of Egypt. With uplifted arm he led them out, and for about 40 years he put up with them in the desert. When he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance at the end of about 450 years. After these things, he provided judges up to Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king. God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. Then he removed him and raised up David as their king. Of him he testified, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish.' From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet.'" The Word of the Lord. St. Paul sits on the edge of his bench in the synagogue in Antioch of Pisidia as he listens to the reading of the law and the prophets. He burns to say something. He's ready to speak, like a racehorse about to burst from the gate. Can you feel the energy? He and Barnabas have just set out on their first missionary journey. They sailed from their home base in Antioch of Syria to the island of Cyprus. They sailed from the city of Paphos in Cyprus up to what we now know as southern Turkey, and now they have come here to this province of Galatia. One of the leaders comes over to ask if one of them wants to talk. It has been 100-mile walk over rugged terrain to get here. Do they want to talk? Paul leaps up, throws out his hand, and begins to tell them how the God of Israel has walked through history, how God walked with them through the Red Sea, how God walked with the prophet Samuel, how God walked with David the son of Jesse, how God walked with John the Baptist, how now, in their time, God has brought to Israel a Savior, as he had promised. Now, just as Paul gets started in the walk of God through history, our own lectionary reading drops us off in the middle and saves the rest for us tomorrow. There he will grow passionate about the coming of the Messiah, who has so changed the times of his own life. The time is here. The time has come. The time they have been awaiting so long. As the people walk out of the synagogue, they ask Paul to come back next week so they can hear more. As they walk out, do they wonder, could the time of the Savior have really and truly finally come? In perhaps a lesser way, the time that I have been awaiting has finally come. After a long, cold, hard winter in northeast Ohio, spring is finally here. I have been waiting for so long for the tiny maple leaves to unfurl, for the daffodils to bloom, for the rhododendrons to erupt. This space where I walk is so pretty. Today, when I'm out hiking, the rain drips from the trees onto my coat. My boots would tell you that it is the season for mud. There are 3 kinds of mud on the trails: sloppy mud, soggy mud, and slippery mud. Mud is good. It really is. Why? Because down by the creek, the raccoon footprints are deep, where a mother has loitered to wash her food. Opossums reveal the location of their night runs by leaving toenail holes up the path. Deer plunge their tracks into my garden beds to show me where they have been eating my young maple trees all winter. Other times of the year, the signs of wildlife are hard to find in this space, but in the season of mud, their footprints show where they have been and what they've been doing. For where the mud is soft, the footprints are deep. St. Paul details how God walks through history and leaves divine footprints in time. In my world, God's footprints reveal the spaces where the Creator has walked, in the breath of the wind, in the shimmer on the water, in the warmth of the sun. time and space both reveal the workings of God. Yet, aren't some of our biggest worries and burdens centered around time and space? Sometimes we can feel ruled by the clock. Sometimes it feels like there is never enough time. It can feel like time is passing away. On the other hand, in the hospital or when we are sick or in pain, it can feel like there is too much time and the minutes just drag by endlessly. Time limits us. We wonder, is my time being wasted? And is this worth my time? Space limits us, too. Territorial struggles can erupt over boundary lines and parking spots and school lockers. One child hopes for a space to call home. Another child wishes that her mansion would be more like a home. Two ultimate questions of time and space reflect our personal freedom. First, have I spent my time well? And second, have I used my spaces to serve God? When we turn around to look back over our lives, have we left footprints? What kind of imprint has God left through us, through our lives, on the space and time of our world? In this Easter season, as we ponder the resurrection, God's time is not our time. God's space is not our space. Sometimes we think of eternal life as unending time, like we already know it, but longer. In a lovely physical space, like we already know it, but prettier. But God's time and God's space are different. For God's time is now. God's space is here. In the resurrection, our time will also be now, and our space will be here. In our earthly life, we get glimpses of heaven, that now, around a table with friends, that here, in moments of prayer when the Holy Spirit rains upon us. For where the mud is soft, the footprints are deep. And so we grow through time and space to become. But when time and space pass away, we will be the person that God has called us to be in fullness and abundance. The first letter of John says that we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, and it will be glorious and loving and warm. But for now, here and now, let us come together to pray. O God, our rock and our refuge, you who are not limited by time or by space, you sent your Son into our finite world to redeem us. Help us to be attentive to your presence. For it is a glorious world that you have made for us to live in, and your footprints are all over it. And with St. Paul and all of the saints and angels, we will sing of your goodness, both now and forever.